Hey listeners, Ted Danson here. If you enjoyed my recent episode on Smartless as much as I did, you may enjoy my new podcast, Where Everybody Knows Your Name, with me and my good friend and co-host, Woody Harrelson. Woody and I were great friends and worked together, obviously, on Cheers for 8, 9 years together, and then went our different ways. We'd see each other every once in a while. We thought that this podcast would be a great way to get to know each other again and to share the friends we've met on our different paths. So we're having a great time. You'll hear some great guests on the show like Kristen Bell, Conan O'Brien, Jeff Goldblum, Lisa Kudrow, and Will Arnett. That's right. We were lucky enough to get Will for our very first episode. Check out the clip now.
Ted, I think about this, about what you've done all the time. Both you guys have gone from there, from Cheers. You've had no fewer than 5 hit television shows since then that I can think of. You had Becker, Good Place. You had
Damages.
I forgot about Damages. The one with the Bored to Death.
I love that one.
With Zach and, yeah.
This is great podcast, by the way.
No, but it's true. And you made all those movies.
You did all those Curb episodes.
Yeah. Made tons of movies in between. Woody, you made a million movies and limited series and comedies and dramas. And I get the sense that both you guys don't feel like you've got it figured out. So maybe you had a moment where you thought you were a big shot, but I don't buy it.
But it's a little bit of the actor's illness. You never think you're good enough. You always feel a little bit like an imposter. You always don't think you're going to get another job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that goes away. Let's heap some praise onto you.
Oh, yeah. Before you heap the praise, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the bathroom? Do you ever have that thing when you're like in a room with a bunch of Hollywood types and you feel kind of like the...
It's my life.
You don't feel like you belong. Like you were just saying, like... You
know. Totally. I used to imagine that I had into these parties and I felt like there was a number... on a piece of paper that stuck to my back, ranking in Hollywood.
Come on,
and
really?
Yes! And you'd sit there and you'd reach around and go, fuck! 1,200? Really? I'm the 1,200?
You never had that,
did
not
you?
Really.
You're like, I belong in this room and everybody loves me.
Not only do I belong, but these fucking people are the worst. They're so untalented. I can't believe how lucky all these motherfuckers are. This person can barely read. This person can barely speak.
That's like, so healthy. I love that.
You're like, I own this room.
I fucking kill it. You do have those things. I mean... I've gone through I think that it's one of the benefits of getting older that I just put less value on shit like that.
Yeah.
And there was a time coming off Arrested Development, if I'm being totally honest, where I thought that I was going to have, where I had a lot of opportunity and I felt like I squandered it. Which reminds me, I got to fire my manager today. And I've had those moments where I was like, I could have had this or I could have had that and I didn't. And I always remind myself that I'm on my path. The universe is always taking care of me.
Yeah.
So whatever that's going to be, and I don't know what is coming for me, but it's fucking great, and it is right around the corner. And you know how I know that? Because it always has been. So I just got to bank on that. It's the only thing. That's kind of the only faith I really have.
If you want to hear the rest of our conversation, head over to Where Everybody Knows Your Name to listen to the rest of Will's episode now. Or you can head over to YouTube and watch it. And be sure to subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts.